Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, EPP bonus episode number 416, we hear several chilling stories direct from the mouths of those who experienced them firsthand.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. Welcome to the program. It's EPP bonus episode number 416 of the show. Doing this week again, kind of in more of the old school format, or the format that we do the weekday shows on. Again, kind of because of a crazy busy week, and I got some really good calls too that I thought these would be good for EPP. So Todd is with me on today's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. And what's going on in your world?
When he says that it's a busy week, it's because he's been lounging on the island. Was it Kauai that you were on?
It was Kauai, yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So that's what busy means to someone like Tony.
It also means being awake for 48 hours at a time, twice in a week, and trying to get caught up on sleep. But yes, during the 4 or 5 days that I was there, it was relaxing. I don't know. I mean, it was certainly relaxing, but we were going and going and going. There was a lot of stuff to be seen. But yeah, there was some times on beaches. Although I got to say this, which we had a really kind of a scary beach experience. All of them were great and amazing, and I've never been to such a place before. And it's kind of like, I don't know, it's like perspective changing a little bit, I think, to see a place like that. But one of the beaches that we went to, it's all tourists, you know, because tourists do that sort of stuff. And there's a couple locals walking around. And there's this beautiful inlet where the waves are crashing in. The kids are out there trying to, you know, play in them. And I'm noticing, you know, they're kind of getting out there a little bit. So I go like, hey, girls, come back in. And I can barely get out there without getting knocked down or sucked back into the inlet. And then I start seeing like these military-esque boats. They're not huge. They're just, you know, the gray, you know, U.S., you know, search and rescue boats is essentially what they were. And and they're kind of going on out there. And I get the girls to come back in, you know, to shore. It wasn't that big of a deal. And then one of the locals who's walking around with a metal detector comes. He's like, you got kids in that water down there? And we're like, yeah, we do. And he's like, those boats out there, those are search and rescue. Two people were sucked out of here last night, and they can't find the bodies. They did helicopters. Oh. He's like, they're just going to be gone. He's like, but this is a really bad the tide or whatever, the riptide in there is really horrible. He's like, you don't want kids to be playing in there because, you know, they go out just slightly too far. They're never coming back. So we're just like, okay, we pick up our towels. We pick up like, kids, let's go. Let's go.
Tony's on the phone of the airlines. You're coming back early is yeah, what's no, happening there.
So we found another beach that was a lot more calm and did that. Let's go and jump into some of our ghost stories today. Here on EPP bonus episode number 416 of the program. Let's start out with this call. Hi, let's hear it.
Hey, Tony, and everyone else. I have a story to tell you, and I even have recordings of this experience that happened to not only me, but also I had a friend and I believe two of my sisters with me. We used to live in this really, really old town called, it's in Nebraska and pretty much in the middle of nowhere. And we were renting this house, and I'm not even kidding you when there was like this creepy, creepy crawl space in my sister's room. And so whenever we'd go in there, we just got like this really creepy, weird vibe. And so my friends and my sisters decided to, let's record in here. It's just to see if anything would happen. And for some reason, this thing would always more answer towards me and not towards my friends or sisters. But, we were in there, and I just told whatever the felt in there, I just said out loud, if you're in here, please give us an indication of where and why you're here. And what ended up happening was, it kind of gets me a little emotional just thinking about, because this thing was, I don't even know what it was, but I just hang up the phone and then I put it down and I'm like, okay, everyone get out. And so then we all get out of the room and automatically, as soon as the door closes, it says, hey. And then it says, hang up. And then it says, get out. And then we all, you know, we're just like waiting in a different room and we come back and we hear this. And we go down to my parents. We show them the recording. They did not believe us, but we were all freaked out. And I finally thought, okay, I got this thing. I have proof, whatever. A lot of weird things happen in this house. And I would have these dreams at night as well of this man walking up and down the hallway and little kids running around everywhere. And so then we decided to put it into my room in our closet, because in my closet was super, super odd feeling as well. And we literally heard little kids go, like a humming, like a laughing humming. And we would always hear toys and stuff like move everywhere. And it's kind of weird though, because it seems like this thing is kind of attached to my family, because we used to also live at this really old farmhouse for 12 years before moving into this new house for about 12 years. And then we moved into this, into the other house. So I think for 5 years before we finally moved again and into adulthood. But this thing has always just been following me. I have recordings of it. It is creepy. It gives me the heebie-jeebies. I don't even know. And I just have a lot of experiences. But if you want to know more about this information, or even like want me to send you the recordings, I can. The recording is really old. Probably, like, I'm pretty sure it was used for like with a flip phone. And so if you ever want me to send it in and retell like the whole scenario, what happened just for that recording, feel free to reach out to me. And yeah, I don't know, we can certainly get something rearranged. And I'm pretty sure you would even, I don't know, you would probably cry just as much as I did after it happened. So yeah, no, that's pretty much it. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Okay. Bye.
That would be interesting to hear. So, I mean, yeah, if you can send that recording via email or something, Tony@realghoststoriesonline.com, or even if you want to post it onto our Facebook group page or something, that'd be really interesting.
Sometimes I feel like people, when they built houses back in the day, they put those damn crawl spaces in just for that reason, like the place for the spooks to go to when they're not out haunting the rest of the house. And the truth of the matter is, like, I've seen and heard other reports of investigators who go into the house and they find stuff in those crawl spaces, in those small closets that are on the side under the eaves of houses and stuff like that. And even in my situation, when I had the house that I've told the story about, where never had anything happen, and then all of a sudden stuff was happening, it was in the upstairs in an attic type area. So there, you know, there's a thought process that these things like to hide away from the humans when they don't want to be bothered. So a crawl space would be perfect for that.
Yeah, no, definitely. My it wasn't a crawl space, but it was the attic in my parents' home, was actually a remnant part of the previous home that had stood there. Because I guess in the, I think 70s or, yeah, it would have been 70s, a vehicle went off the road and crashed into the previous home that was there. And it burned down, except for a few parts of the house. And what's really interesting about it is the windows are in there from the old house, and you can kind of tell, you know, where some things were, including in the garage, which was the foundation of the old house. You can see where there used to be carpet on the floors. You can see like kind of the outline, you know, from where the glue and stuff was. And I always found that very fascinating, because it's remnants of a building that, you know, is not that building anymore. and you can see where walls might have been. And then up in the other part, there's a shed out back, and we called it the little garage because it's like the size of a little garage. And there's places in there where you see where windows once were, where a wall was. And we just, you know, stored stuff in there. But again, piece of a building that was something else once. So I think that's my, just living in a house that had those kind of little aspects to it, make you, or made me anyway, like always into abandoned or what once was about properties and structures. And I still have that interest today where I'm always seeking out that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and I think that those energies from when it was whatever it was before your parents were there probably still sticking around in that old energy, in that old building kind of thing.
I've tried to find, I think I did find a thing once in an old newspaper archive about, it was like a front page story, and I don't know if anybody died in the thing or not. I forgot. But I think all I found was a picture of the house like burning. And that's all I've seen, but I've never read the story, and I don't know if anyone was killed in that accident. But that would be a new chapter to it. I never really had any ghostly experiences in that house though, but I've always kind of felt energy around the property. But there was the creek right there. There was an Indian trading spot that was right next to the creek, right out in the back. There's a lot of potential things that were there.
Next time you're up here, we're sending your mom and dad out to dinner, and then we're going to go and investigate
their house and stir shit up. Let's do that, because they're always saying, like, complaining about this and that and the neighbors of this and that. And then I was like, well, move. Like, just, you know, you're old enough to do that now. Just go someplace where you're happier, you know. But they're like, oh, we like it here. Your dad never wants to move. And look. So I think the only thing that's going to make that happen is making their house insanely haunted.
Well, we can go and give it a good old shot. That's what I say.
We're going to shake that house and get some Ouija boards going and inverted crucifixes, and they'll be out of that house really quick.
Maybe instead of actually doing the investigation, we just set it up so it looks like it's haunted, you know, and scare the hell out of them, and then they move out.
It wouldn't be hard. You know, it's just, like, I didn't know that existed. I have all these, like, little, like, sound effect things that we bury into the walls.
You know, stuff like that. And like, like, again, going back to the Brady Bunch, you know, a fake ghost and stuff like that on a string with a base basketball and a sheet. They'll be gone in no time.
You know, they have had some paranormal experiences in there. I really haven't. But it was the ghost cat. When my cat died, because they took care of my cat that I had Scruffles for the latter, a good portion of its life. When I was younger and moving around, I got to a place where they didn't allow pets, so they took the cat. And then they took care of it for the rest of the life. The cat lived to be almost 19, died about 4 years ago. And right after it died, they swear, even my dad, who doesn't believe in ghosts at all, he swears they could hear that cat, its claws on like the linoleum floor in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Going and getting its dinner at a certain time, the sound of the dish moving around. And here's the part that I feel really bad about, because if you're a ghost cat, I would want you to be kind of in peace. They heard the sound of the cat hacking up hairballs. And that's where we're going to pause the preview portion of this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to hear the full thing, all of the calls, all of the stories, become an extra podcast person. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to all the bonus episodes, all the EPP episodes in their entirety, all commercial free, the full archive there. World's largest audio archive of ghost stories. You want it? Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.